Sean Balich, and this next interview that we have on tap with Paul Eisenstein, chief of the DetroitBureau.com, joining us to talk about GM partnering with dealers to install 40,000 EV level 2 chargers. And I know this is a topic near and dear to your family, as you guys have an electric vehicle in your driveway.
Yeah, absolutely. My daughter, that was something that she wanted. It is her first car. And so we went out and got the Chevy Bolt for her. And I must confess, we haven't had any problems whatsoever. She loves it. It's such a quiet drive. It's incredible.
And let's welcome in Paul Eisenstein, again, chief of the DetroitBureau.com. This is a big step towards actually making electric vehicles something, there's just the only word I can think of is pedestrian or common with these 40,000 EV level 2 chargers.
Yep. It's one of the steps we need to bring this technology and make it ubiquitous. President Biden has been talking about having 500,000 chargers out there. He's probably right. Now, these, as you mentioned, are level 2. That's 240 volts. It will take, with a vehicle like that Chevy Bolt you were just talking about, it'll take quite a few hours to charge it up. This isn't the fast charger that many people think of. You know, you go in, you plug in, and 15 or 20 minutes later, you drive off with the electric equivalent of a full tank. But if you can leave your vehicle charged up, plugged in and charging up over an afternoon or at night, this is a great way to have a full battery when you get back on the road again. It is just one of the steps that we're going to be needing for electric vehicles to become the norm rather than the exception.
Mm-hmm. Paul, this is a sigh of relief for a lot of parents like yours truly, because, you know, in the past, I can tell you for my son, although you tell them constantly, make sure there's gas in your car, inevitably they're going to run out of gas, and you go to a gas station and everything. And one of the things that my wife and I have always talked about is, well, what if she runs out of energy? What if she runs out of energy? And I think a lot of other parents have probably had that same kind of thought.
Yeah, very definitely. This is one of the biggest concerns that people have as electric vehicles start to come to market in large numbers. And by the way, let me give you a little perspective on this. I just did a story on thedetroitbureau.com looking at how many electric vehicles are out there now and how many will be out there soon. We ended the 2021 model year with about 13. The Chevy Bolt and the Bolt EUV were among those. By the end of next year, 2022, I expect more than 50 all-electric vehicles to be on the market. So in other words, it's going to quadruple. We just saw the debut of the Rivian R1T, the first all-electric pickup. GMC Hummer, another electric pickup's coming. And then the F-150 Lightning, yet another all-electric pickup's coming. The Cadillac Lyriq is on the way. VW is expanding its range with the ID4 and others coming, and on and on and on. These electric vehicles are coming here in big waves over the next few years. Most people will charge up at home. I'm sure you have a charger at your house, and that's going to continue. And here's where GM strikes again. They plan to start selling electric vehicle chargers that you can use at your home. So you don't have to go out and charge up publicly. And that's the important thing. About 80% of people are expected to continue charging their electric vehicles at home. So every morning when they wake up, they have the equivalent of a full tank of electricity.
And Sean, the whole thing about your kid being out and running out of energy, I've thought about that very same thing. And then there are those of us who will remain nameless, who never look at the gas tank and, you know, kind of just have enough gas to pull into the driveway. And so, that's an important thing to keep in mind with these vehicles. You know, Paul, I'm wondering, being, you know, about the technology, when I go to buy an electric vehicle, is the idea then that I will get a charger or have to purchase the charger at the dealer? Is that how it's going to work? or is and will there be different grades of? You said this particular charger that we're talking about here is one that takes a lot of time to charge the car up, but you can do that overnight. So, will there be different grades of chargers that I can pick out from? What's the end game here? Where do they want to be with this?
Well, okay, it does get a little complex. Let me see if I can simplify it as much as possible. Most people do charge their electric vehicles at home and are expected to continue to do that. And it's great. You just get home, you plug in, and maybe during the day or overnight, you'll have the equivalent of a full tank. There are different levels of chargers you can get for your home. Depends on how much current you have. It's not especially expensive, and you can make it up very quickly. One of the things in Detroit is that you can get cash up to $500 back from DTE to install a charger if you're buying an electric vehicle, and you can get electricity on a discount when you use those time of day rates. So in some cases, charging up costs you as little as a quarter, maybe even just 20% of what it costs to go the same distance per mile versus gasoline. So you save a lot of money and you make up the cost of having a charger installed very, very quickly. Now, you're going to see these level two chargers at 240 volt, also supplemented by quick chargers all over the country. Companies like ChargePoint, Electrify America, and the like are putting those in all over the country. And that's equivalent in many ways to putting in gas stations around the country. The next generation of electric vehicles are charging up faster. Not quite as quickly as it takes to fill a gas tank, but it's getting quicker and quicker and quicker. Maybe 15, 18 minutes to get an 80% charge. And I've talked to Mark Royce, the president of GM, who has told me that their goal is to get charging times down to less than 10 minutes, which again makes it almost transparent.
That would be great. Paul, simple question, but I think it has to be asked when we hear these charging stations, are they going to be like the traditional gas stations as we've come to know it, or will they be part of, say, a local dealership?
Some will be in dealerships, and most will be out there in the public. I mean, there are level two chargers right now. I think in Ferndale, not far from where I live, I believe there's one over at the public library. In many cases, a lot of these quick chargers and the level two chargers are going in at Walmarts, at various department stores, at banks, at groceries and the like. So while you do charge, you'll be able to go and do something, have lunch or go shopping or go banking and the like. So, you know, it's even better because you'll be able to do something. And when you come out, you'll have a tank of electricity.
And, you know, Paul, that's exactly what I was thinking as I've been hearing you talk here about the 10 minutes it takes, 10 to 18 minutes now to charge up the car. And I was just thinking, what a great business opportunity. You build like a coffee shop along with your EV charging station. And while you plug in the car, you go in, you sit down, you have a cup of coffee, you buy a sandwich, whatever. Maybe you do a little work on your computer. I mean, this could lead to a whole new business model, if you will, surrounding these EV charging stations. And I bet that's something that'll be coming in the future for sure. You know, right now we have these little mini marts attached to the gas stations. I think, again, that'll probably continue. You're right. People are going to want to be doing something as those vehicles are being charged up. Paul Eisenstein, chief of the Detroit Bureau, thanks for your insight this morning. We always love talking to you. You're full of great information. And as you said, this is one giant step towards bringing people to the idea that you can park that car in the driveway, have it charged up with a full, air quotes, tank of electricity as you start your new day. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
Great to be with you.